Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker on 1 week out from Thanksgiving on this beautiful morning. It's fall, y'all. Finally. Temperatures are in the mid, if you average them around the area, I guess maybe around 50 degrees and going up to only 65 today. And that's not going to be until like 3 o'clock this afternoon. So 63 for a high tomorrow, 66 Saturday, warming into the 70s for the weekend on Sunday and Monday. And then by Thanksgiving, they're saying highs of 74 with a 40% chance for showers. Then a front comes through again, highs Friday on Black Friday of only 65. Ben Riggs joins us now, Executive Director of Real Reform Louisiana. How you doing, Ben?
I'm good. I'm happy about this weather.
Yeah, amen. I'll tell you that. So we hear so much about the special session on tax reform in the state and how it's going to lead to keep people from leaving the state and lead to new investment, lead to new people coming here. But and look, I'm all for that. But talk about, if you will, it seems to me the elephant in the room is the insurance crisis that the state has, both when you're talking about property insurance or automobile insurance, and the factor that plays in either companies locating here, people staying here, et cetera.
Oh, sure. I mean, insurance plays a huge role, and without question, the biggest crisis facing our state. But it's going to play a huge role in companies deciding to relocate here, families deciding to relocate here or stay here. Absolutely. I mean, definitely the elephant in the room that we need to address. Unfortunately, we haven't really done much of anything to address it.
So I guess what I'm wondering is, when it comes to priorities, I don't know how you rank these things, but is the main driver for people leaving and companies not coming here insurance, or is it sales tax, or do you even want to weigh in on that?
I don't even really want to weigh in on it because I have no idea, mm-hmm. you know, what the main driver is for people wanting to leave here or, you know, stay. I can't imagine that paying, you know, the highest insurance rates in the nation, or if not the highest insurance rates in the nation, very close to that, but most certainly the most unaffordable insurance rates in the nation when you compare it to our median income. I can't imagine that being an incentive to come here or stay here.
So let's talk about property insurance in the first part of this, and we'll talk about auto insurance, because I'll just tell you this, and I know you didn't want to weigh in on it, but anecdotally, every time we talk about tax reform, and it's just anecdotal, but the text I get are people saying, I don't care about the taxes. I care about insurance. Insurance is driving me broke, driving me out, et cetera, keeping me from this or that. So let's talk about what has been done so far in Louisiana and compare and contrast with other states that have done similar things, because when it comes to this tax reform, we're hearing, well, that's what other states do. So when it comes to insurance reform, we heard, well, that's what other states do. Let's talk about what Louisiana did and how it compares with other states that made similar changes, or did they make all of the changes? Because you got to compare apples to apples, right, Ben?
Yeah, well, I mean, so in terms of comparing what we've done with what other states have done, it's kind of difficult to keep track of because so many different states pass so many different packages that have, you know, may have this bill or that bill, but not the other bill. And so, like, comparing apples to apples is difficult in that regard. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is this, you know, when we looked at the package that was passed by Commissioner Tim Temple in the last session, my insurance has not gone down. In fact, just the other day, my wife came out and asked me what was wrong with our mortgage payments. And when I went and looked at them, it was because more of it was going to home insurance because we had had an increase in home insurance and we had to adjust the amount that we were paying in to make sure that our principal is being paid down. And that's actually something I've heard quite a few people talk about.
You know what I think is getting lost in some of this, Ben, if I might jump in for a second. I think people like maybe you or me have increased the payment and the insurance company, what's the word I'm thinking of? Where they collect it ahead of time. It doesn't matter. I'm having a brain fog here. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about? They collect the money ahead of time. Escrow. Tim. Sure. They escrow the funds. Tim Zimmer there.
There you go.
Tim Zimmer saving the day. But where they escrow the money, I increase the payment to pay off more principal. The insurance is going up, and they've not increased my payment or told me I had to increase the payment. But I think what's flying beneath the radar is people that don't examine the statement, like Mrs. Riggs, don't realize the insurance has gone way up. You're not paying attention to it because the insurance company's escrowing it, but that money's not going toward principal. It's going toward insurance. Do you understand what I'm saying?
100%. Yeah, 100%. And it causes a lot of problems for a lot of families, and often they don't catch it very quickly. It's something that they find out, you know, months later, and then they're playing catch-up. But in terms of the package that was passed, I think if you had to pick a state that's most similar to what we've done, it would be Florida. And Florida's insurance, and that's one of the issues I have, is legislators continually talk about wanting to do what Florida has done. I'm not interested in emulating what Florida has done. They're in the exact same crisis, perhaps the only state in a worse crisis than we're in. Mm-hmm. And you see insurance rates going up in the state of Florida again. I know that I sound like I'm just sort of beating a dead horse because every time you and I talk, I say this, but it's just the truth. The proposals that Commissioner Temple is coming up with are going to do nothing to lower your insurance premiums.
Ben, let me take a break. I'm late. You can pick it up right there, okay, because I think that's a good stopping point. Ben Riggs, Executive Director of Real Reform Louisiana. If you think, and I agree with Ben, if you think this is going to lower your rates, you're crazy. I think the best you could hope for is people to write insurance and the rates to stay where they are or to go up less than they have been going up. But if you think this is going to bring rates down, you're in the twilight zone. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker. Get a text from a friend of mine that is an insurance agent, an independent insurance agent. She says, bingo, the only goal here is to keep insurance companies open and writing right now. Ben, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, the issue is that if you look in Louisiana over the past 2 years, now granted, I understand that the 2 years prior were the two when we had the big storms. But if you look at Louisiana over the past 2 years for property insurance, our loss ratio, which is a number that says how much of the money that we're paying in premiums insurance companies keep versus pay out in claims. So the lower the number, the more insurance money companies are keeping. Our loss ratio in Louisiana is the second best in the country, which means that insurance companies are keeping more of the premium dollars we pay for property insurance than 49 other states. And in auto, it's 46 other states that they're keeping more money than. So the loss ratios in Louisiana are very good right now. But we're continually talking about increasing premiums. If you compare Louisiana with our peer states, Mississippi, Texas, Arkansas, we have better loss ratios than all four and higher premiums than all four in both property and home. I think there is a considerable amount of data that shows consumers pay lower premiums in states where the insurance commissioner and state regulators do more to scrutinize rate increases from insurance companies. Harvard Business School, in conjunction with one of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, did an exhaustive study on this in the property insurance industry. And what they found was states that have looser regulations that do not scrutinize rate increases, Oklahoma, Louisiana are two very good examples, pay higher premiums, they effectively end up subsidizing the profit margins for insurance companies in states that have stricter regulations. So in a sense, it's like we're paying more to make up profit gaps in states like California. I think that in Louisiana, we have to look at having more scrutiny of these rate increases, where, you know, unfortunately, when Senator Duplessis asked Commissioner Temple this question here very recently, Commissioner Temple responded that he didn't think it was his job or responsibility to tell an insurance company whether their rate was too high or not.
We got to run, Ben. Thank you. Hope you can come back. We'll talk to People's Health when we come back. Mike Knight stepping in for Dr. B about food insecurity. Tommy Tucker back in a flash. WWL.